Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Welcome to Iyer's Insights. Last week, I shared the first part of an interview I did with David Newman. He's a marketing genius and the author of Do It Marketing. In this show, part two, David answers hard-hitting questions from legal nurse consultants about how they can get clients. If you missed the first part, look for LNP 249. Listen in to the show as I get David to share his wisdom.
I had another question on a somewhat of a related topic, David. You stressed about having conversations with clients and prospects to identify their problems, openly discuss their problems. How do you get past the barrier of mistrust that a person might feel being asked, the classic question of what keeps you up at night? Or do you ever encounter that? Maybe I'm exaggerating that in my mind.
Well, no, you're not. And I think, so here's the you put your finger on the exact problem. And with all due respect, and, sales training and decades of experience have taught us that's a great question. That is an absolutely terrible question. You just meet someone for the first time, or you have a very casual initial connection of any kind, they're not going to tell you what keeps you up. But that's a very intimate question. You haven't earned the right to ask that question. And even if you have earned the right to ask that question, by the way, it's such a cliche that by now they're like, oh, God, not this again. What sales training camp did you come out of? Mm-hmm. And they just, it's an instant turnoff, and they hate it. They just hate it. So I think you have to walk before you run, before you fly. So, for example, rather than ask that question, what you might say is, clients that work with us tend to experience one of the following kinds of problems. There's not enough of this. There's too much of that. There's too much workload. There's not enough staff. When a big case comes in, they're overwhelmed. They don't know where to turn. They don't know how to get the expert witnesses, whatever it is. I'm curious if you or your firm are experiencing any of those issues. Right? And so now you get them to set the agenda. Don't ask what keeps you up at night, what's your biggest heartache, your biggest, well, my wife left me and then my dog died and then my truck got stolen. No. Keep it focused on the specific kinds of heartaches, headaches, problems, and challenges that you solve, but don't ask them what keeps you up at night, what are the biggest problems in your company? It's like, who are you, man? I don't even know you yet. And you're asking me to like reveal some very personal, very vulnerable information. So I think you gradually work into the conversation. And it's always make it client-centric. It's not about here's what we do. It's here are your clients seek out our expertise. Clients seek out our services when they're experiencing one or more of the following. Bullet, 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 bullet. And this is also true not just in your sales conversations. This might be an email. This might be a sales letter. This might even go on your website, right? It's client-centric messaging. It's client-centric marketing. And then your questioning strategy, and again, you may remember in the Do It Marketing book, I've given you a whole bunch of questions, none of which, what keeps you up at night, does not appear in any of the 280 pages of my book, so you can rest easy about that. But if you remember, there's a chapter that talks about you only solve three kinds of problems. And there's people problems, there's process problems, and there's profitability problems. And then under each of those, I gave you a whole bunch of questions, big lists of questions that are going to be more effective and more incisive and more valuable. The responses you get will be a lot more valuable than the generic what keeps you up at night. So I would simply refer you back to that section of the book about you only citing that section is called You Only Solve Three Kinds of Problems. If you're really excited about it, I'll get you a page reference here because I just put my hands on the book here, and I'll tell you exactly where it is. But yeah, so just don't ask that question that has that negative knee-jerk reaction. And it's pages 54 through 57. Enjoy.
Okay. Someone else with a question for David?
I'm on the call, Pat. This is Jane Shufro.
Hi, Jane. Welcome.
Hi, Pat and David.
Hi there.
I loved the book.
Thank you.
I'm still going through it. I read it at night, and I just laugh and laugh because it's just so funny.
It's not only marketing, it's entertainment.
It was a great book choice, Pat, because it's when I saw on our group we were going to read a marketing book, because I do have some that I have read, it would just evoked the idea of what a dry marketing book might be, and this was so the opposite that I really enjoyed it. It was very refreshing. But at the time that I received the book, I was in the middle of doing a website because I've only been this will be my third year doing legal nurse consulting, so I was able to incorporate a lot of the ideas in the book right into the website, which was really nice.
Beautiful, great.
I almost changed the flavor of my website based on what I was reading about what effective marketing is and what it isn't.
I love hearing that.
My question is a little different than what we've been talking about. I got into legal nurse consulting quite kind of by accident, and I probably have half a dozen cases that I've worked with people on in various things, and none of which I got on my own. None of which I got through marketing. I haven't really done any marketing that I think helped me get any work that I get. So I'm now realizing I can't just rely on cases coming in because somebody knows me or the particular field that I work in. Those are usually the cases I was on were for an expert witness because they needed somebody in that field, which is anesthesia and sedation. So a lot of my website, I kind of put a niche on it because I figured I might as well use what I already have, what's been going for me so far.
Yeah.
But my question here is, in doing my own marketing, that was my goal this year, to do some of my own active marketing, is I'm finding that some of the attorneys, however I meet them, whether it's just going to networking events in my area or even meeting somebody in a barbecue or at a holiday event, I've met attorneys. But when I ask them about whether they use a nurse or not, I get a lot of responses that they use attorneys, physicians, and have been using the same physicians for years, and that's their comfort level. And I'm finding my problem is, and I don't know if everyone has that because it might not be just geographical, but I find that it's hard to convert. I feel like I need to convert them from using physicians to how they could use a nurse. And that's kind of a stumbling block for me. And the other comment or question I would have is there any way for me to determine what volume might be out there? I belong to a small chapter in New England where there's probably a dozen of us. And I would say maybe 10% have a lot of work and have been working for many years. Maybe another 20-25% are new people. Sometimes we never see them again. And then the rest of the percentage are people like myself that have been kind of going along for a few years, and we just have sporadic work. But I have no way to determine how much work is out there. In other words, there may be a case where there's only so much of the pie to go around. How do you determine that?
Well, so I'm going to defer that second question to Pat because clearly she's the industry expert.
Right.
I have no idea. But, you know, it's so funny that the way that you just described that, it almost sounds like the business that Pat and I are in. It is all, like the speaking business, the coaching and consulting business. People go, is anybody really making a living doing this? Is anybody really making a go of this? Because there seems to be a lot of people that kind of come and go. And certainly in our National Speakers Association, you know, very similar. There's big chapters. There's little chapters. Sometimes you go and there's, you know, the veterans who keep doing better and better. Sometimes there's the new faces that pop up and they disappear a year or two later, never to be seen again. Now, that doesn't mean that the speaking and coaching and consulting and expert industry is in trouble. That means that those people were amateurs or, you know, they just didn't make it. So, first of all, congratulations on 3 years. So if you survived 3 years, you're doing awesome in any kind of business. Most people kind of just drop off, flake off, you know, get discouraged or go broke. The second question, I am not, that's not my expertise, is to answer. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm a clinically active nurse, which is why one of the things that, you know, I put on when I do market to people, because I can do expert work because I still work at a teaching hospital.
Yeah.
So I'm able to, and I'm fortunate because I have some income coming in and I can pick and choose, you know, when I can put money into this legal nurse consulting side of the business.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, but then the first question, you know, and again, I don't know the industry that well, but I'm guessing that it's almost like a religious choice. That if someone truly believes in their heart and soul and guts that we just use doctors, that's all we use, we're never going to use a nurse, we're never going to use an LNC, that's not what we do, I don't think you can convert someone that has a and I'm using religion, lowercase r, not capital R, someone that has that fervent belief that this is the right way. Because now you have two sales to make. Number one, you have to sell them on not using a doctor, and then you have to sell them on using you. So I never believe that we're going to win two sales. We're going to win one sale, which is folks that, you know us and love us and have sought out our expertise, that read our blog, that see us on LinkedIn, that are on our teleseminars, whatever we do to market and build our platform and build our visibility and build our credibility, you want them to say, wow, she is a really smart cookie. You know, if we have a need, we're totally calling her. She goes to the top of the list. But I don't think someone that, you know, it's very similar in my world. You know, people say, well, David, it's either you or a PR firm, or it's either you or an ad agency. Well, that's not, you know, if you don't believe in hiring a marketing consultant and you believe that to get what you need done, you need to hire an ad agency, I'm never going to win that business. If you believe that, you know, getting your name in the paper and getting yourself on TV, which is what a PR firm does, that's your path to success, again, you're never going to hire me because their quote-unquote religious belief is it's all about the ad agency. It's not about hiring David Newman. It's all about the PR firm. It's not about hiring David Newman. So, frankly, I don't even pursue those kinds of clients. You know, if early on in the conversation they say, well, David, it's between you and a PR firm, I'll say, yeah, you know what, we're probably not a fit because that is just such a completely different value proposition. My guess is you'll be better off with the PR firm. And I cut them loose. I throw them back in the ocean. Sometimes they come back, and that's great. They go, no, I want to talk to you. You're awesome. It's like, okay, well, that's a different story. But if it's, you know, if I'm being treated like a peddler or a vendor, I'm out. I'm totally out because that's not how I know that I can win the business.
Yeah, it's almost like an education piece that's missing.
Yeah.
Even when to call, or if you're even trying to get an appointment, or if you have a call an office, I spend a lot of time explaining what it is I'm calling about and what it is I do. Even if I talk to an attorney, a lot of times they don't know what it is I'm talking about.
This is Pat Iyer again. Before we go further, I wanted to share with you a free resource that I know will help you when you're talking with an attorney. Do you want to get more cases from attorneys? Would you like to know the specific words to say to get the attorney to hire you? Would you like to find out exactly what to do to bring in the case? Do you want to know how to confidently end that conversation so that the attorney gets the check and the case in the mail to you? Do you know how to handle the attorney's objections or questions? My new free report is called 47 Ways to Get the Attorney to Say Yes to Your Services. Request this digital report at http://lnc.tips/47ways. Use the number 47 and don't put a space between the 7 and the word ways. That link again is http://lnc.tips/47ways. Now let's return to the show.
Oh my gosh. Well, let me give everyone the three-part formula that you need to articulate on your website, in your emails, on your one-pagers, the service descriptions that you have. It's called You Need It When, You Get, So That. So it's a three-part little template. Part one is You Need It When. And those are all the conditions and the symptoms that they're going through that they don't even know that they need a legal nurse consultant, maybe. Or they know they need something, but they don't know what it is, and they don't know that it's you. So in that first section, You Need It When, there you paint as clear and as specific a picture of a client situation, a legal situation, a law firm situation that says you need it when, boom, 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 right? You get when you hire me as your legal nurse consultant, you get, by the way, the second part is the least important because that's about you, right? You know, 27 years of experience specializing in this, RN in that, PhD in this, BA in psychology, whatever it is, right? The credibility and the indisputable points of proof and your services and your offerings. That's also the shortest part, by the way. So that is the third part, and this is the payoff. This is the result. This is the outcome. This is the destination. So that you win more cases. So that you get bigger awards from the jury or the judge or whoever makes awards. I'm not even sure. I'm so ignorant, but that's okay. So that, your cases close 25% faster. And again, you need to have testimonials and success stories that support each one of those little bragging points. So for example, on my website, I say, so that you can double and triple your fees. Right, that's my value prop to speakers, authors, coaches, and solopreneurs, so that you can double and triple your fees. Now, if you look at some other parts of my website, you will see a testimonial from my client and friend, Mary Broussard, who the testimonial says, David helped us triple the revenue from our core service. So now, obviously, I can't do that with everybody, but I did it with Mary, and now it becomes one of my so that points. So that you double and triple, so that you double and triple your revenue, so you double and triple your rates. And again, this is my world in marketing, your world in legal nurse consulting, so that cases go through faster, juries do a bigger award, you win more and you lose less and you look great and your hair is awesome and you drop 10 pounds. Whatever the outcome is, the value, it's four words, you can write these down. Value, impact, results, and outcomes. VIRO is the acronym, VIRO, VIRO, value, impact, results, and outcomes. You can put all of this on an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. Part one, you need it when you're up against a tough case, you have an impossible deadline, you're understaffed, nothing's working, you lack in-house expertise, you can't afford to lose this one, blah, 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 blah. You get, part two, you get, right? experience, expertise in the niche, you know, this number of cases, this number of outcomes, this percentage wins, whatever it is, right? You get me. I'm wonderful. So that value, impact, results, and outcomes all on a single piece of paper. At this point, if someone doesn't know what you do, doesn't know the value prop, isn't sure why to hire you, doesn't know when or where to plug you in, you say, you know what? Let me send you a real simple piece of paper. Or even better, are you in front of your computer? Perfect. Pop over to my website, blah, 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 you know, doitmarketing.com. Pop over to Why Choose Us. It's a big, big button on the homepage or big menu choice. Why Choose Us? You need it when, so that, I'm sorry, you need it when you get so that. Bam, right in their face, right when you're on the phone, if you want to use it that way. Or you can put it in an email, or you can add this to your LinkedIn profile. You can just put this everywhere. It is a magic, magic formula, magic document.
Yeah, I like that. You know, my experience with these people, the lawyers that I did have, was unfortunately by the time they were talking to me, they had already spent their money or used the physicians that they use, and before they had got to me.
Yeah.
And that might be pretty common.
Well, it might be pretty common. So here's, you know, I have an answer for everything, by the way, in case you haven't noticed yet. I got a million of them. This is what I call the backup quarterback strategy. So you say, oh, you've already spent the money. Oh, you're already using Dr. Schmeggety Schmeggety. Well, tell you what, let me be your backup quarterback. So if something flakes out, or you know, the case is thrown out, or whatever it is, if you need me on this one, here's my number, here's my cell phone, here's my home phone, here's my email. I'd be happy to be your backup quarterback. And the next time you have a need like this, you know, call me and let's talk and see if we're a fit. Now, just by offering yourself as the backup quarterback, you're like, oh, my gosh, you would do that? You would, like, cover my bacon here in case things fall through or things blow up? Oh, sure, absolutely. You know, they love the backup quarterback strategy because, again, it's you serving in that trusted advisor role. You're not pitching the business. You're offering to be helpful to them.
Yeah. Thank you.
And it's sometimes sure. Very hard to reach physicians, too. You know, you may be much more reachable and much more able to respond quickly, Jane.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine a doctor saying any of what I just said about, oh, yeah, no, I'm available. I'll be your backup quarterback. Call me anytime. No way. Pat, that's a great point. Huge.
Yeah, I think what I'm sensing, and you could probably, Pat would know far better than I would, is that it's from their perspective maybe a quality thing where I don't have a lot of situational testimonials and experience to show them. So it's hard to show them something when you don't have anything to show them except, and you don't want to go in and create a situation where you're where you would almost have to say, well, you know, really the physicians don't understand the medical record the way a nurse does. You know, you don't want to position yourself by putting somebody else down.
Exactly right. No, totally agree with that, of course.
Yeah.
But you can also, as a legal nurse consultant, Jane, do things that physicians would never want to do, like a detailed chronology that pulls together various parts of the chart or summarizes treatment for somebody who's been in a car accident. And, you know, in my experience, physicians like to go in and out, do a quick report. They don't want to weed through and plod through all of the papers that we love so much.
Yeah. But I find, too, Pat, I'm finding that, no, I'm good. I don't need that report. I don't need something like that. They don't want to pay for it, and they don't think they need it.
Not unless you want to win. I mean, really, there has to be. So here's another little nugget that I firmly believe, and I think Pat knows this. You know, you have to be your own biggest cheerleader. You know, you have to really, in your heart and soul and spirit and every other way. You have to believe that you've got the goods and that you're awesome. I mean, self-esteem is such a powerful marketing tool. And I would have no hesitation. Someone says, I'm talking to a speaker or a consultant or an author. And say, oh, David, I'd love to hire you, but your rates are way too expensive. That's way too much. I come right back with, compared to what? Compared to what? Compared to going broke? Compared to not having any clients? Compared to not having your book be a New York Times bestseller? Compared to what? I mean, someone says, it's expensive compared to what? They say, we don't need that. No, not unless you want to win. And again, I say that not with arrogance, not by being a smart guy, not by making wisecracks. I truly believe that if you want to win more cases and you win bigger awards and get faster judgments, you got to use what my stuff is awesome. My stuff is fantastic. Because you know what? If you don't believe it, why in the world should they? So sometimes selling is just a transference of confidence, that if you're 100% confident that you can help them get to a better result or a better outcome, it is your duty, it is your job, it is your responsibility to put that in front of them as clearly and as strongly and as professionally but as assertively as you possibly can. Because again, a lot of these folks, if they're lawyers, my God, they respect assertiveness. They respect people standing up and treating them like a peer. They it's like, well, we don't need that. Oh, okay, never mind. I'm gonna go away. And so here's the final soundbite on that. We need to give them what they need in a package that they want. I've now scared everybody off the call.
I think we have time for one more question. David, I kind of assumed this would be an hour call.
Sure.
And I want to see if anyone else had anything that they wanted to bring up.
Don't be shy. This is your chance to get that $64,000 marketing question answered.
Sounds pretty quiet, David. All right.
Someone's dogs are going nuts, so thank you.
Sorry about that.
No, no problem. I love dogs.
It was a little bit of canine applause, David.
Yes, there you go. There you go. Canine applause. I love it.
All right. Well, I appreciate everybody's time. David, most of all, your time sharing your expertise with us in this group. I think it's been very helpful to have some of these key concepts expanded upon. And I can't thank you enough for volunteering your time to talk to us.
You bet. My pleasure. And so thank you, Pat, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you, David. This was great.
You bet. All right. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you signed up to receive our free report called 47 Ways to Get the Attorney to Say Yes to Hiring You? Here is the link for the free report, http://lnc.tips/47ways. That's http://lnc.tips/47ways. Add the number 47 and the word ways with no space between 47 ways. One more time, http://lnc.tips/47ways. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, LNCEU, www.IRSinsights.com gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lncu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.